Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Absolute pleasure to have Robert Windrum here from Gallery Stratford with more great exhibits happening at the gallery. Robert, it's good to see you again.
Always good to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Robert, let's look back at the summertime. My gosh, what a success the Not by Andy Warhol exhibit was.
It was huge. It was really huge. I think it was sort of a landmark exhibition for us in terms of the quality of the work, and the visitor response was just amazing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the exhibit. I was there with my family and just took it all in, and just a great variety of the sort of multimedia exhibits, if you will. It was great.
Yeah. It had something for everyone, which I think, you know, that's where Salah Bashir, the collector who gave us the work for the summer, he really had a good knowledge of the Stratford audience.
For sure. And speaking of which, we've got a new exhibit going on at the Gallery Stratford.
We do. We have two new ones that opened a couple weeks ago. Both local painters, but international histories and connections. The first one that I'd like to talk about is Henry Bukenya, really a young painter from Uganda, has only been in Canada for a matter of months, had some training in Uganda in terms of art college, but has really been working as a painter for a little while here. He is here as a Ugandan refugee. He just turned 23. Incredible work, full of joy, portraits, a lot that reflects his worldview and his history. Just finding his way, but just an incredibly enjoyable, joyful, lovely exhibition. And it's part of our mandate to bring artists who are just emerging, who are younger, starting out their careers, and feature their work as
well. Isn't that wonderful? That's amazing. And then there's also another artist being featured.
So these two exhibitions have been quite conscious programmed to be together.
Okay.
Because we have Henry, who's young, emerging, finding his voice. And in the upper galleries, we have James McDougall, 88 years old, retired medical doctor, but a painter all his life. Incredible history, just a very interesting man. Moved to Stratford with his wife in 2004, I believe. So unfortunately, James and I just missed each other. I was sort of exiting Stratford around the time that he and Connie were arriving. And it's been just a delight to get to know him and get to know his story. Again, mostly paint portraits. He has a real connection with people and has a real accomplished, mature style.
Fantastic. So you've already had an opening, and both artists were on hand for the opening. Is that right?
They were. And one of the really wonderful gifts that James has given us is that he is in the exhibition every day that we are open from 2:30 to 4:30.
Oh, my goodness.
So he is there to speak with viewers, tell his stories, get their feedback, just get to know the people that are appreciating his portraits.
He's shutting off the lights at the end of the night. He's doing it all.
Yeah. It's really great for us at the gallery to have him around as well and to learn more and more about him. I mean, he shared a tent for a month when he was a young resident in medicine with A.Y. Jackson They were accompanying the Alpinist Society climbing new peaks,
and
ended up having a joint show in Montreal with A.Y. Jackson afterwards at the invitation of A.Y. Jackson. Just full of stories like this. One of the other things that you'll see in the exhibition is works that document and represent his experience in Kenya. He was part of the first medical team that went and established the first medical school in Kenya, which just celebrated the 50th anniversary of its first graduating class.
Okay.
And so he has this really rich experience and connection to Africa, and therefore the connection Africa being also Henry from Uganda. I mean, I know Africa is a large continent and the countries are quite diverse and different, but there's an element in both exhibitions that celebrates the people of Africa.
Oh, very good. So again, this is on now. This is the current exhibit at Gallery Stratford. And what's the response been? Have they been really talking about the two different artists or their contrast or how similar they are, that sort of thing?
The response has been that everybody loves the two of them together, that the contrast contrast in style, in age, in approach, in career. Really, it makes for a dynamic viewing experience.
Very good.
The other thing I'd like to mention, and it's the second or the first most important gift that James has made to the gallery, is that the majority of the paintings have been donated to Gallery Stratford for sale for the purposes of support financially of the gallery.
Okay, so if you like what you see, there you go.
They're for sale. They're for sale within the gallery, and they're also, we've just launched our new online store. It's galleriestradfordgiftshop.ca, and our first sort of feature of items, of course, is James' exhibition and the works that are there. The other element within the exhibition that's worth noting is there is a wall of portraits called Stratford Lives. The name of James' exhibition is Sharing Others' Lives. There is a wall of portraits that we've borrowed back from people within the community that he's painted. And so you'll recognize probably some of the names or some of the people, but it just kind of, it's exemplary of his connection to the community and the relationships and the friendships that he's developed over the years.
Yeah, and wonderful to feature these local or local area artists at Gallery Stratford. What a delight.
You know, I made this comment at the opening when I was addressing the audience there that, you know, in my time here since kind of returning in April, I've never really had to go very far to find amazing visual art and bring that experience to the Stratford community.
Fantastic. And we should mention there's a special get-together. Well, James, is there most of the time, but there's a special get-together with James coming up on Thursday, November 14th. Is that right?
Yes. At 7, we are going to have an in-conversation with James. It'll be myself with him. But of course, the audience is more than welcome to bring their questions, their comments, and engage in the conversation as well. Henry will be there as well and will be great, available for discussion during the conversation and also within his exhibition as well. So that's free of charge. Everyone's welcome.
Lots happening at Gallery Stratford. We'll share all the details, all the links and more available on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Robert Windrum with Gallery Stratford. And again, I guess a reminder, winter hours are now in effect for Gallery Stratford. Is that fair to say? Or
No, we haven't
not
changed
quite yet?
Any hours. We're still noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay, perfect. So lots of time to check it out. And this exhibit runs until...
So James will close on December 1st, and then Henry will close on December 28th. We have an exhibition changeover in the upper galleries for December 15th, which is the opening or the launch of Lights on Stratford. So we have an artist who's based in Bayfield, Malcolm Pate, who is doing sculptural work that involves light, projection, glass, blurred imagery, and projection on the building. It's something completely different from what's on now, but will be very, very interesting in the arsenal of what is coming for Lights on Stratford.
You bet. So we'll have to chat once we get closer to that. But in the meantime, do check this amazing exhibit out with Gallery Stratford, Robert Windrum. Robert, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. Thank you.